Medicare is complicated. Medicare can be confusing. Medicare is no fun to study. Will you know what decisions to make when Medicare time arrives for you? My name is Doug Jones, and I wrote a book to help you figure it all out. Medicare for the Lazy Man. It's on sale at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Also, you can download and listen to my podcast, Medicare for the Lazy Man, wherever fine podcasts are given away free of charge. Medicare for the Lazy Man, simplest and easiest guide ever.
Wearing a lampshade for entertainment purposes only, it's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast, a genetically superior Medicare podcast. And now, proving he wasn't born in a barn, it's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Well, well, look who's here. It's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast, starring me, Doug Jones, your Medicare expert. You probably already knew that from my Canadian nephew, Drew McMillan, who is happily doing the intros to this major podcast that we're doing here. And I'm always happy to have his contributions, let me tell you. But anyway, we're here to help you understand Medicare just a little bit better and to perhaps guide you towards a really dependable source of Medicare knowledge that will answer many of your questions and give you all of the tools that you need to do battle with Medicare and come out the actual winner. That's something you can't always say about government programs, that it's possible to be victorious. But in this case, I have a gift, not a gift, I have an item that you can use to ensure your victory over Medicare. And that item is Medicare for the Lazy Man 2023. If you go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com and purchase Medicare for the Lazy Man 2023 in any of its multitudinous forms, you're going to find that you have unlocked the secrets to Medicare. You've flung open the door, and you can waltz right through, and you will removed any concern for confusion or perhaps expensive mistakes that will cause you trouble down the road. You will be able to use me as your Medicare advisor in a kind of a virtual way. And then in the book, I have my email address, and I would like it very much if, when the time is approaching, within 2 or 3 months of Medicare, either your 65th birthday, if you're going to get Medicare right away, or your retirement time, if you're working, you're on your employer's plan, you don't need to do anything about Medicare if you don't want to, but eventually you're probably going to tell your employer, thanks, I'm done. I'm going to leave your employer or employee health insurance plan, and I'm going to get Medicare, but I'm going to have Doug Jones help me do it. There you go. That's exactly what I'm hoping for. So together we can stroll through that Medicare door and out into the land of Medicare milk and honey. So that's why we're here. Now, I am always happy to be joined by my podcast engineer, Randy Carson, and I have a timer here. I'm going to try to maybe shorten our exchange of conversation to 5 minutes. I'm going to try 5 minutes, and oops, I don't even know how to work the new timer. Ooh, it says 85 minutes. No, that's not right. Gee, Randy, how am I going to restrict our conversation?
85 minutes, that works for me.
Well, yeah, but geez, we're going to run out of stories by then.
Not only that, but our 75 cents won't go that long.
Well, that's true. I don't know how much time each quarter buys, but I hear you putting the quarters in there, ding, ding, yeah, ding, ding.
Yeah, ding, 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 ding. It's kind of like the old phones. Put in 75 cents, sir. Ding, 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 ding. So anyway, I do have some honest-to-God questions for you this morning.
Okay, lay them on me.
These are Medicare related, so I don't think this needs to count against us.
Okay.
So, as I mentioned in our run-up to the podcast recording, I noticed on your notes here today that you have a note here about hearing aids are much cheaper now. Well, I need to understand a little bit more about that, because I've got some good friends back in Omaha that are, you know, facing a hearing aid purchase, and they are talking somewhere around the tune of $4,000 an ear. So if you've only got
how many ears would this guy have?
Well, I think the guy's got two ears, so it's going to be $8,000. And when I said, well, hey, you know, hold on your horses here a little bit, because I don't remember all the details, but my Medicare expert dude, Doug Jones, was talking the other day about hearing aids are going to be available through another channel, so they're going to be much less expensive. And so then the first thing they came back with was, well, how are you going to get an ear test, and who's going to take care of you? And they can tune these things up to 14 different channels. And oh my God, I want to spend my $8,000, and I'm sitting there just shaking my head. So anyway, if you could help me learn a little bit more of the detail around that, I would certainly appreciate it, sir.
Well, I'm certainly happy to do that. I don't know why so many people that I know have hearing loss and they need hearing aids, but half the guys that I know, never the women, if any of the women I know have hearing aids, I don't know it, because their hair covers up their ears. But I know of almost no friends that are my age that don't have hearing aids, except me. I don't have any hearing loss at all. So the only thing I know about hearing aid purchases, therefore, is that if you go to the VA, like a friend of mine did, and he's blaming his hearing loss on having been stationed on the Ranger. The USS Ranger was an aircraft carrier, and he was on the flight deck of the USS Ranger for about 3 years in the South China Sea, the little soiree they had down there. Maybe you heard about it, Randy, but
I did.
And years later, he has hearing loss, and he thinks it was probably because of that. So the VA put him into an experimental program where they had a deal with some hearing aid manufacturer that pretty much gave him free multi-$1,000 hearing aids. And now he's all over the internet. You can go look up, I think it's Paul at Phonak, Phonak. If you Google that, then you'll probably find a YouTube of my friend Paul talking about how great these particular hearing aids are, these Phonak hearing aids. However, we've got a change in the way things are managed with the hearing aids. I pulled this out of the middle of the pile and put it right on top because of Randy's interest. And the article was written or published on December 12th of 2022, so 3 months old or so, and it says hearing aids are much cheaper now. It sounds like that $8,000 they're getting taken to the cleaners. Hearing aids are much cheaper now. Relaxed regulations make hearing aids more affordable, and the devices don't require an exam or prescription. How do you like them apples? Hearing loss.
Well, that sounds awesome to me, because $8,000. I've bought cars, new cars, for less than that.
Well, what he should do probably is go buy the hearing aids in accordance with the article I'm going to read, and then mail you the balance of the $8,000. That's what I'm going to suggest.
That would be awesome.
Okay, let's
see. I'm gonna start taking notes now, Doug.
Let's see where we go here. Well, why don't I just send you this article? Save you a lot of note-taking time. Hearing loss can contribute to a host of seemingly unrelated issues, such as problems walking, falls, dementia. You mentioned dementia, and depression. Yet less than a fifth of Americans with hearing loss use hearing aids, mainly due to the expense. Medicare doesn't cover them, and prescription hearing aids can run seniors. Okay, we got to stop goofing around now, Randy. Okay.
I didn't hear anything. What did it do?
If you can't hear it when I bring it this close to the microphone, then this thing is going to go out the window.
I need a hearing aid, apparently.
Well, I'll tell you how to get one real cheap.
Okay, I'm gonna sit back, and you're gonna send me this article, because I think one of the byproducts, perhaps, Doug, of seniors,
and
people with hearing loss, is they get this unreasonable desire to spend $8,000. But I don't know.
Well, let's see if we can't save your friend from that horrible fate. Okay, so where did I leave off? Mainly due to the expense. Medicare doesn't cover them. Prescription hearing aids can set seniors back to the tune of between $1,000 and $6,000 per ear. So it could have been 12. Maybe your friend's getting off easy. Plus the cost of getting examined and fitted by a specialist. That's all changed now thanks to new federal regulations that allow a new category of hearing aids to bypass state dispensing laws. Consumers can buy these over-the-counter hearing aids directly in stores and online. You will fit them yourself, and some models will allow you to control and adjust them yourself too. Just like prescription hearing aids, they will make sounds louder to enable adults to communicate better and participate more fully in everyday activities. So it says here are sources of more information. Hearing Loss Association of America, the American Academy of Audiology, the National Institute of Deafness and Other Communication Disorders, and the National Institute on Deafness and Other Communication Disorders. I think I might have read that one twice. What to know before you buy. To guide your purchase of an over-the-counter hearing aid, the Hearing Loss Association of America has put out a tip sheet, which, of course, is a link in my article, and I'm pretty sure I did not click on that link and print the results. So you may want to try to find this article from December 12th of 2022. Don't have an author's
name. I need this article, Doug, because I can't stand my friend spending $8,000 for hearing aids.
Well, especially when he could be spending that part of that $8,000 on buying you dinner and a few drinks.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
So here's a short little question. What you need to know before you buy. Is there a free trial period? The new devices are intended only for adults with or money-back return policy. New trial period or money-back return policy. Does it need a smartphone, app, or computer to install, operate, and customize to my needs? Is it compatible with cell phones and smartphones? Does it have connectivity via Bluetooth or telecom to a smartphone computer listening system? Can the hearing aid's amplification be adjusted? Is it water or sweat resistant? How does it control, reduce, or block out background or wind noise? How long is the battery life? Can it be recharged? So those are some questions you might want to ask when you're buying your over-the-counter hearing aids. For mild to moderate hearing loss, the new devices are intended only for adults. Oh, okay. Here, this might be where your friend throws it back in your face. The new devices are intended only for adults with mild to moderate hearing loss, not for children or those with more severe hearing loss. You are probably a candidate if you answer yes to at least one of the following questions. Do you have trouble hearing easily in quiet one-on-one situations? Here's another question. Are there some difficult hearing situations where you would like to have a hearing boost as opposed to needing it all the time? Final question. Do you turn up the volume on the phone or TV to hear better at a level that is considered loud by other people? Heck, I do that all the time. And I don't have hearing loss. I just can't, you know, people talk in a careless manner, and I sometimes have to listen two or three times to see what they've said. Food and Drug Administration approval is the next category of this article. These new devices are clearly labeled as FDA approved to distinguish them from personal sound amplification devices that amplify sound and are used by bird watchers, among others, but they don't address the background noise or distortion. Regulations from the FDA, which considers over-the-counter hearing aids to be medical devices, ensure that they are safe and effective. They must not be overly loud, have required labeling outside and inside the container, and meet other requirements. Look for devices with extended return policies. You may need to try more than one brand. Oh boy. Well, that's how you get yourself back up to $8,000 as you keep buying.
Okay. Now I have another question, Doug. You're gonna be really sorry you put this on.
I know that no listeners are interested in this because they wouldn't be listening if they were deaf.
Well, that's true, but I have one more small question.
Ask away.
Do we have any notion as to what the price range is for such a device?
Well, funny you should ask. Let me read on here, and I think you'll be satisfied. Where to get them is the next paragraph. Currently, the devices are available at Walgreens, CVS, Walmart, Best Buy, and supermarket chain Hy-Vee. Expect more companies to jump into the market as consumer demand and the number of brands of devices climb. Walgreens is selling devices online as well in its stores, as well as in its stores for $800 a pair. There's a fairly substantial savings right there for you, $800 instead of $8,000.
Compared to, oh my God, I could buy a whole bag load of these things for, you know, $8,000.
You could probably go stand out on the street and hawk them to passersby. CVS has models available on its website that range from $200 to $1,000. It also offers hearing devices in select pharmacy locations. Walgreens is rolling out OTC hearing aids at stores in some states, like six or eight states. And let's see, additional locations nationwide. Prices vary from $200 to $1,000. If you can't find them in a nearby store, Walmart is offering them online. Best Buy is also jumping in with 20 different models ranging from $200 to $3,000. You can also walk into a Hy-Vee in Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, or Wisconsin. I didn't know Hy-Vee existed in all those states. And check out three models ranging in price from $500 to $1,000. Or visit the store online. Which models are best? As with many consumer products, maybe you'll want to know this one too. As with many consumer products, it's impossible to gauge which is the best for the price just by reading the package. Luckily, others have already done the work for you. One good source is Wirecutter, an arm of the New York Times, that focuses on reviewing retail products. Very knowledgeable folks there spent 2 years testing over-the-counter devices to come up with their favorites. So that was Wirecutter at the New York Times. In my article, it's kind of a link, so I don't really know what the website is to go to, so I would guess Wirecutter at New York Times might be one place to start. Wirecutter chose Lively 2 Plus. Lively 2 Plus costs $1,295, $1,300. And they also chose Pro, which costs about $1,700 from Lively. If you're new to hearing aids, So they chose all of those if you're new to hearing aids. They offer multiple sound models, Bluetooth capability, and an app that's easy to use. The Pro model can handle phone calls, and they're both rechargeable, so forget about charging batteries or changing batteries. If you hate behind-the-ear aids, then a good choice is Eargo 6, which is $2,650 from Eargo. They fit inside your ear and don't get in the way of glasses. If you're an iOS user who prefers the look of earbuds, try JABRA, Jabra Enhance Plus, which is $800 from Best Buy. They'll last 10 hours on a charge and work great for calls, too. Another great site for reviews and comes from USA Today. So go to USA Today and Google hearing aids, I guess. You'll find reviews of many models under $1,000, as well as some more expensive options. If you're one of the millions of Americans with mild to moderate hearing loss, you can probably afford to do something about it now. You'll have to do your homework and start researching products, but there are some great sites that make it easier than ever. So how do you like them apples, Randy?
I really enjoyed this, Doug, because I have some particular need for this information. I'm going to, if you could please send me that article somehow or another.
I'd be happy to. I'll scan it.
I'm going to send it to my friends, and then I'm going to want, you know, say, hey, at least go take a look at this. I mean, their big concern was, according to their audiologist, Joe, the $8,000 audiologist.
The guy collecting a large part of that $8,000.
Yes, they can tune it down by channel in terms of where your hearing loss is, you know, more dramatic. Uh-huh. And I'm not criticizing that. It's just that bottom line is, if a $1,200 item will help you better, just as well as an $8,000 item, I'd like to know it before I spent my $8,000.
Absolutely. It's always nice to have options. And I will tell you that up until now, the only ones available are those hugely expensive ones. And all of my friends that have those things are always farting around with them, talking to each other about them, adjusting them, you know, taking their telephone out and adjusting the app that controls the sound that comes to the earphone. And they don't seem to have the whole technology really perfected as well as our regular ears work. So
right.
I don't know that these will be any better, but they probably won't be any worse. And if you can save
they certainly won't be any more expensive.
If you can save a whole bunch of beer money in the meantime, then so much the better.
So here's a question, and you may not know. Do you know if any of your friends who need hearing help have used any of these over-the-counter ones?
I do not know. I just don't have any clients. Oh, I heard a cricket. You must have hit that thing with a hammer right when it started to chirp.
Off.
But remember, there are some comparisons and rating reports in this article. USA Today has a site for reviews of these hearing aids, and also Wirecutter, an arm of the New York Times. Apparently you can find reviews of these hearing aids in those two locations. And maybe you can look up this article from Monday, December 12th of 2022, and then you can click on the links like I failed to do.
And where was this published, Doug?
I don't know. I don't know. What I do when I publish an article like this when I print it off, is I try to fit it on as few sheets of paper as possible. I'm really cheap, and so I didn't really include a lot of...
You're looking at a cheapskate yourself here, so I mean...
Alrighty. It's like looking in the mirror when I talk to you.
I don't buy... you know, long story short is I buy quality stuff, but the reason I do that is that I don't want to repeat buying it for the next 1,200 years.
I gotcha. And I want stuff that works right, too. I don't want stuff that's... When I was a kid... Boy, you know, the Japanese started making stuff after we flattened them in World War II, and there were all kinds of Japanese toys that showed up in America, and frankly, none of them lasted very long, and it was a big joke. Now, of course, the Japanese are eating our lunch when it comes to automobile manufacturing.
True.
So I can't delve very far into the stack of stuff that I have today because we have pretty much run out of time, but I want to say thank you. We did a really good job, Doug. Well, we did if it works for your friend. If you can save your friend a bunch of money and he gives some of that money to you, then we will have succeeded in our quest. I want to say that I've got new clients in New York named Larry and Kathy. Larry wrote me a nice note. He said, the episode 477, which was just a few episodes ago, prescription sticker shock hit home to him. So he was thanking me for that particular episode. Don't get a lot of mail specifically mentioning episodes of the podcast. So thank you, Larry. I appreciate your encouragement. And here is something I was going to tear into big time. Articles about two different people that I might have a bone to pick with. It's rare, of course, as you know, for me to... want to criticize anybody.
But, I'm shocked, Doug.
But we're going to have to move this to the next episode, I think. We're going to be talking about Mark Cuban, and we're going to be talking about Pocahontas. Pocahontas is obviously Senator Elizabeth Warren, who used to live in Oklahoma. Very embarrassing.
Absolutely.
She has no accent at all. She's been in Massachusetts way too long.
Well, how do you lose an Okie accent?
Well, in my case, you move up to Illinois when you're 4 years old and then have the kids beat it out of you. I think I was like 21 when I stopped saying naked.
Naked?
Yeah.
In Oklahoma, do they use the collective description of y'all?
Yeah, y'all do. We all do.
We all do.
and if you look carefully, you can find a description of the various y'all permutations. Sometimes it's all of y'all, and sometimes it's just y'all, and it's a whole language unto itself. There are a lot of unusual things about the South. When I was a little kid, I didn't have a lot of good friends because I wasn't going anywhere. But my best friend was Herky. I'll never forget Herky. I don't know what his, maybe Herkimer. Otherwise, I have no idea what his name was. And then the people next door to me had a television set, which was really exciting. The Gums, Mr. and Mrs. Gum. I recall that they were really, really old, probably in their 40s or something. They would entice me over to their house to watch TV. And there was a science fiction show on for 15 minutes every afternoon in Oklahoma City. And it was had this scary robot that basically the robot's job in life was to kill humans, you know, and sneak up behind them and kill them. And so it was
a children's show.
Well, this child was traumatized and scarred for life by that robot.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, you should tell me to shut up and close out the episode, Randy, as you do.
We are out of time, as you might have heard. So I really personally enjoyed this episode because it was very timely. I was just talking to my friends back in Nebraska, and they told me the saga of the $8,000 hearing aids. And I remember all the stuff you tell me, Doug. So I remember this mention a few weeks ago about the fact that there's going to be some relaxation on the over-the-counter ability to get them. So anyway,
I think it's a good lesson that government regulation drives up the cost of things.
Oh,
and government regulation is one of the targets that Republicans in the House of Representatives are going to tackle, but nobody did it better than Trump. And if you want to see inflation, you know, regress, and if you want to see needless expense in your consumer goods be reduced, then let's get rid of some government regulation and see how that works for us.
I'm totally in agreement with that. Well, you know, we need to, the 75 cents is gone, and it's, you know, the operator is here hanging on my headset going, I need, please enter another quarter, sir. And I just don't have it. So we're going to need to land the plane here. There's a few things I always like to take care of in the meantime, though, as I've always mentioned, and sometimes we forget to mention in another spot, is Doug is a licensed agent nationwide to help you with your Medicare supplement plans. Medigap, you may know it as. He loves email. Get out your pencil and jot one down for dbj@mlmmailbag.com. We're in the midst of making some what I think are pretty cool changes to the website at medicareforthelazyman.com. Doug's talked about ways to get a hold of his book and all the various forms that it exists in, but I always ask people to please go out and find some place to give us a rating on the podcast and or the book, because we are always in the midst of rating wars in this business. So anyway, thank you for joining us. You have just spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance guy, from Oklahoma originally. No more. He is in the high altitudes behind Cave Creek, Arizona, hanging out in his wonderful air-conditioned and heated fortress of solitude at about 7,500 feet.
Bye-bye, everyone.